This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Food manufacturers have been grappling with changing preferences, with many consumers choosing fresh over processed, given a choice. Now, food companies are therefore interested in retail outlets where processed food still thrives, super cheap, dollar-style stores. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Rick Kritchmar works in Shopper Insights at the food giant General Mills, which is headquartered outside Minneapolis. And Kritchmar has been thinking a lot lately about the almighty dollar. Store, that is.
This is a channel that's been growing in itself, and it's also been a channel that's been growing for General Mills.
Sales of General Mills products at dollar stores and drugstores climbed 8% in 2014. It's stuff like snacks, which come in packages that are smaller than what you'd find in a normal grocery store. You're picking up the Chex Mix Hot and Spicy.
And this is a four-pack. So this is a dollar item. So 25 cents per little pack in here.
Kritchmar says dollar store shoppers include older people who want smaller portions and people with limited incomes.
Your paycheck's gone when you get it because, you know, you got to pay rent. I think we're the working poor class, as I call ourselves.
Shirley Sensky, school bus driver, mom of five, she's exactly the kind of dollar store shopper that General Mills guy and other experts described to me. I met her outside a Dollar General near Minneapolis. She had just picked up some Gatorade and candy.
Was that an impulse buy?
Yes.
Sensky knows she might pay more per ounce for the smaller size stuff at dollar stores, but she can't always afford to buy the giant stock-up sizes.
Sometimes it's cheaper to buy the little things and then save up and get the big items. So it's a matter of what you can afford that month.
Question is, can food companies afford to make the little packages Shirley Sensky wants? John Rand at Kantar Retail says that's not what most companies' production lines are built for.
Can they have manufacturing facilities that are flexible enough to be able to make a run for Costco, a run for Dollar General, and a run for Kroger all in the same day?
As food companies pursue that almighty dollar store market, Rand will be watching to see if they can do so profitably. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.